Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about escorts throughout most of the show here tonight. We had an interview with a high-end call girl from the authors of Freakonomics that we talked about earlier. Now, just recently discussing the issue with some, I guess, less scrupulous escort services that have been lifting photos from people's Facebook pages and social networking and then using those pictures to advertise their services, which, of course, is a fundamentally dishonest thing to do. And I can't imagine, you know, it's one thing for some company to use a picture of a hot girl just to get people to call in. But if you're using a picture of a girl on like a Craigslist ad or a Backpage ad, which we were just looking at some of these Backpage ads a moment ago in the studio, you're supposed to be connecting directly with the person in the Backpage ad, right? Unless they've got some kind of handler. So when you right. call that number, presumably it's supposed to be the girl who's in the pictures. And if you use fake pictures for your Backpage ad, the customer's going to know real fast when they show up.
I was
right?
just thinking that. Right. She's like, hey, I'm going to call and get this blonde here. But when you go and meet the blonde, she's actually brunette and looks absolutely nothing like her picture. Then you're going to say, hey, what the heck is going on?
Right. Or even if she is a blonde that is in the pictures that you end
up
seeing.
But has different body style or right. different face.
Yeah. I mean, these guys yeah. are going to be looking closely at these pictures, right? I mean, mm-hmm. this is all you get, right? You get the headline of whatever it says to entice you to click on this person. And then further, there's pictures. Many of them don't actually show the person's face.
Right.
And I guess that's because, you know, like in a place like New Hampshire, it's a relatively small place. You go, you look through these ads, and if everybody showed their face, you'd probably see people you know.
Sure.
Would be my guess. So that way you would have to meet that person in order to see what their face looks like. And I suppose maybe that's maybe some of the context these photos are being used, where maybe the person in the photo, you don't actually see their face. Maybe it's a behind the person shot, and so therefore the person who's advertising could get away with representing that as themselves.
Right. Or sometimes they'll do a crop, like they crop mm-hmm. just, you know,
just to show
above
the body.
The neck, just
yeah.
to show the body, or they'll blur out the face, something along those lines. The article that I've been reading here from daily.com says, but what if you adjust your privacy settings so that Facebook photos can only be seen by your friends?
Okay.
Because, you know, presumably all of these other photos that were taken were from profiles where everything's public.
I would presume, yes.
What about if only your friends can see it? Well, an especially revolting case in Arizona makes it clear that that's no defense against people stealing photos.
Oh, boy.
A man stole photos of a Facebook friend's 9-year-old daughter from her page and posted them on a child porn site hosted in Russia, claiming to be the girl's father.
Okay.
Though Homeland Security intervened, the prospect of pursuing legal action against a website adds yet another layer to the headache of removing misused stolen content.
How do you take down a site in Russia from the United States?
I don't think you can.
Right.
The case also proves that there's no guarantee that Facebook friendship is a mark of trustworthiness.
That's true.
That's very true. You could be friends with people, then just figure that, hey, they're acquaintances, but they still have access to some of the stuff you let them access.
And there are ways within Facebook to have friends with restrictions, right?
Right.
So they have
right.
what's called acquaintances or whatever. And so
you can put them on restricted. That way they only see public things and not friends only.
That way it looks to them like they're your friend, but they're really not your friend, that kind of thing. I've never gotten into that level of detail personally. If I don't know a person, at least from real life, I won't accept their request. But then again, I don't really care if somebody takes my pictures and puts them on a porn site. It really doesn't matter to me. Like, that doesn't, it doesn't matter. Like, so somebody sees my pictures on a porn site.
I can just think of all of the people now that are going to scroll through your pictures on Facebook.
Yeah.
Just start adding you to gay porn sites.
They already photoshopped his face on top of a giant squirrel.
Oh, that was Johnson.
What?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm just saying. They've already done something like
that. So have, like, you know, Ian and Derek J porn.
Well, there actually is Derek J porn.
There is Derek J porn.
Right, but yeah. You're not in it.
No.
Yet.
No, not yet.
Until somebody photoshops it, because you just said, I don't care if people take my pictures.
I don't care. I don't. I don't believe in intellectual property, so please, you know, take my pictures and do whatever you want with them. In fact, we even have
right,
on our...
Right, but you don't necessarily have to support intellectual property to think that people shouldn't be a-holes and...
I don't care what people do. It's just people posting things on the internet. People post all kinds of things on the internet. To me, it's like, okay, am I going to lose a job over this?
So if somebody... put up your telephone number and ad of you on Backpage.
Yeah.
You wouldn't care if you just started getting random telephone calls all through the day. Because I don't care what people do.
Well, what am I going to do about it? Sue the person? Spend a bunch of my time and effort trying to chase down somebody like that?
I'm not saying you sue them, but don't say, I don't care what people do.
Well, if really, generally,
it's
I
going
don't
to
care.
Affect
I
mean, you.
Right,
I can
but
hit
it's
the block
going
button
to affect
on,
you. I can hit the block button on things I don't want to see. You know, if somebody's sending me a bunch of voicemails I don't like, block them. And Google Voice lets you do that, which is pretty nice. So, I mean, I try not to be too worried about things like that. I didn't say
you had to worry about it. I'm just saying you don't have to tell people, like, go ahead, put my face on gay porn sites.
Well, basically by saying I don't believe in intellectual property is saying go ahead and do whatever you want, right? So we have a Photoshop.
No, because
section.
You still, your reputation is not intellectual property. That's your reputation.
Yeah, but you don't own your reputation. You know, you don't get to tell other people what your reputation is. Each person has their own view of whatever your reputation happens to be. Some people might think I have a better reputation because I show up on a gay porn website. So it just depends on who you're talking to. I mean, from the beginning on Free Talk Live, we've had a Photoshop section on our BBS, which is our forum, which you can go to bbs.freetalklive.com. It actually hasn't been used in probably like a year, that section specifically, the Photoshops. But a long time ago, it used to be much more popular, and people would cut out me and Mark's picture and put us on all kinds of ridiculous things there. It's fun.
I know someone took your face and put it on Sleepy the Dwarf.
Yes.
That's not anywhere near your pornographic, but it is quite amusing.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
Well, it might ruin your reputation among people who don't like dwarves.
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
See, you need to get a lawyer. Lawyer up. Start suing
but
people.
I like dwarves, so.
Okay. I've never suggested that
dwarf
you fetish
soup. People.
It's not a fetish, but I've always wanted to
no
be with a
midget.
No
wonder you like Tyrion Lannister so much.
Did you hear what he just said?
Let me continue the article.
You didn't hear what he just said.
What did
you?
He just say?
You can find it in the archive. So the article here continues. It says it's clear that we need more readily available and transparent material about the risk of sharing personal content online, particularly on platforms like Facebook that tend to bury their intellectual property pages. But more helpful than scaring everyone into never posting photos online again would be for more people to realize that just because they saw something on the internet doesn't mean it's true.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
No matter how badly people want to believe that a woman is inviting them over to have sex or that they've caught a sex worker in the act of advertising, we can resist the urge to ruin lives like Henderson's by assuming the photos are authentic. Consider how many times we've all lied about reading the terms of service. The most empathetic and realistic thing we can do is consider the possibility that other people are capable of lying on the internet, too.
I think that's a good point. And, you know, when it comes to these people who are so worried about someone taking their picture and putting it on a Craigslist or a Backpage ad, well, wait a minute. If you're going in to apply for a job and the person in human resources says, hey, didn't I see you on Backpage in the transvestite section? Well, that reveals that the person has been trolling the Backpage section for transvestites, and, like, you know, why would that affect your chances with getting that job?
Well, maybe, hold on, let me play devil's advocate here. Maybe they're hoping that you're a transvestite and you'll hook up with them,
and when
they find out that you're not a transvestite, they're not going to hire you because they really wanted to hook up with you.
Yeah, I guess that's a possibility.
That's such a scheme.
But it seems so remote that the odds that you would be going into like some kind of job interview and that the person in there would happen to have seen you on Backpage.com
right.
in a fake advertisement. I mean, the chances of this happening seem so very, very slim.
I agree.
So it seems a little overblown to me. 855 453. But maybe you've been in a situation like this. Maybe somebody did take your picture without your consent, and then they did use it in some sort of circumstance like this, and it somehow blew back on you. You want to tell your story? We're here for you. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dynovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dynovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We are here to take your phone calls if you share them with us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about the escort services, perhaps you've had some experience in that business. We were talking about the apparently the problem with some unscrupulous escort services taking people's Facebook photos and then using them on their advertising. And that apparently is very upsetting to some people. You can share your thoughts here tonight at 855-450-FREE. And then also we're going to talk about something a little bit more serious here in a moment. And that is people being scared about having sleepover parties for their kids.
Right.
We'll get into that here in a moment. Also, you need to protect yourself online. And certainly setting your Facebook settings to a more private way is one way of doing that. But there's other threats to your online safety and security.
Like that page.
Like the NSA.
Well, like, you know, common criminals who might be sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets or your very own internet service provider logging all the websites that you're visiting, logging that information and then saving it for years in some cases, maybe giving it away to the government or selling it to other companies. You can stop that from happening with ProXPN. Plus, with ProXPN's premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. So ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to get started with this global virtual private network. And you can start for free. All you have to do is download their free software for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android devices, and Linux. You go and get started, get rolling with ProXPN. You're going to want to upgrade to their premium account, which I mentioned before. You can get that at 50% off the price of the annual account by using code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off. And by the way, that 50% off is good for the lifetime of the account. So when you're up to ready to renew for year number two, you get the same great deal from ProXPN, which is about $5 a month once you do the, you know, the division on that annual plan. So once again, go to proxpn.com/FTL, use promo code FTL50, and get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and use code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. As we shift gears from the more fun topic of escort services to a more serious topic of abuse, molestation at like sleepovers.
Yeah,
parents are getting paranoid, apparently. At least some of them are.
Well, that's how I took part of it when reading this article, and I saw the part on this article browsing Facebook. My friend had posted it, and I clicked on it because I was thinking, oh, what's wrong with sleepovers? Sleepovers are fun. I've had fun at sleepovers.
I've always had fun at sleepovers when I was younger.
So before you get into the serious article, did you ever have any interesting sleepover stories?
Oh, of course I have interesting sleepover stories.
Any that you would want to share?
Well, we played a much more mild version of Truth or Dare where I was dared to eat dog food, and I ate dog food.
How was it?
It tasted like Captain Crunch without any taste at all. Like it had
really?
I had the crunch
hold on.
Texture.
What kind of dog food?
I don't know. Like Iams.
So dry dog food.
Dry dog food, yeah. Not canned dog food.
Okay.
And another friend of mine took the cinnamon challenge where you try and eat like a spoonful of cinnamon. Yeah, that wasn't pretty. Yeah, we didn't.
I don't remember anything that happened at sleepovers.
Oh, come on.
No, there was nothing exciting. I mean, it was a kid, you know. We'd play some video games and go to sleep, right? And, like, there really wasn't anything that.
Yeah, true. Daryl, how about you?
Okay, yeah. So I've got one that I wanted to make sure that I remembered before I forgot. One time, I think I was in fourth, maybe fifth grade, had a sleepover. I think it was sometime around my birthday or something.
Mm-hmm.
And like the first guy to fall asleep, for some reason, somebody had the brilliant idea of let's put ketchup and mustard and toothpaste on him.
Where on him?
On his sleeping bag.
Oh, okay.
On his sleeping bag. And
that's a mess.
It was a mess. Two, I didn't realize that they used all of the ketchup, all of the mustard, and all of the toothpaste. And then
is this your house?
Yes.
Okay.
And then my dad woke up in the middle of the night and walks into the living room and says, "Who's making tacos?" Because apparently to him it smelled like somebody had tacos.
Huh.
Like he thought that we went to Taco Bell at 1 o'clock in the morning or something. I don't know. But it was just funny, but at the same time, like one of those stupid, childish things that kids do.
Well, I mean, young adults do that crap too, and it's really I'm not impressed by things like that. You know, making life difficult on somebody just because they went to sleep. That's not cool. I mean, doing something that is not damaging, like, you know, one of the classic stuff is usually pretty damaging and insulting, like drawing on somebody's face with a marker or
with
something
permanent
like that.
Marker.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's a horrible thing to do to somebody. I mean, if you do something that's, like, not harmful, okay, that's one thing. But most of the stuff I've seen in that vein is fairly mean and hard to clean up and awful.
Well, we did that at, like, drinking parties where you're not supposed to sleep, but I don't remember that ever happening at any sleepovers.
What I remember one thing, this wasn't from a sleepover, but just kind of things that people do when they pass out, and in that category, it was at Liberty Forum years ago.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Where, I don't know if you know, but maybe you do, but there's a guy named Keith who has a real problem with alcohol, and he likes to drink very heavily. And so he actually passed out in the lobby at the Liberty Forum years ago, and so we stacked some cups on his head and took his picture. Now, that's fun, right? Like, that doesn't hurt anybody. It's not making a mess. It's just a silly picture of somebody with...
And this is Republican Keith.
That's right, yep.
I know which Keith you're talking about, and I've seen said photo. You're right, and it, you know, and it's so...
Harmless. It's a harmless prank,
it's just cups.
Right?
I mean, you didn't draw a horrible thing on his face.
It's something that you can still remember. It's something that was fun, and, you know, nobody gets hurt. Nobody has to go spend an hour scrubbing at their face to clean up whatever somebody's done to them. So parents are getting concerned, Danica, with sleepovers. At least some parents are. Where's the story coming from? Tell me more.
The story is coming from a blogger, and it's the website is called Challies.com, which is Challies. He is a writer. He is a blogger. And he is specifically talking about a author by the name of Dr. James Dobson. Have you ever heard of him?
I have heard of that name.
Yeah, he founded Focus on the Family,
which is,
you know, a Christian website about, you know, godly values. And while...
It's also a radio show.
It is a radio show, and they do have radio shows. Now, while I'm not, you know, a very religious person, I read this kind of thinking, okay, this can apply to Christians and non-Christians alike. And so he starts up by saying James Dobson believes that children should not participate in sleepovers. The world has changed, he says, and has become too dangerous to allow your children out of your sight for too long. In his book, Bringing Up Girls, he says, sadly, the world has changed in the last few decades and it is no longer a safe place for children.
Ridiculous. Now, this is Dobson who's saying this, or the guy writing the article?
He's quoting from Dobson.
Okay.
This is the first part he's quoting from Dobson.
It's such ridiculous fear-mongering. I mean, we've barely even scratched the surface on this article, and I mean, we're going to continue on here in a moment, but the idea that it's more dangerous for children now is, I think, absolutely ludicrous.
And you can't let children out of your sight. Well, what about, like, the 8 hours a day that
you send to
people
school.
Are asleep? Well, I'm just thinking
school.
The 8 hours a day that you're asleep when the children are in a different room.
There are more ways now to connect with your kids than there ever have been in the past. I mean, what kid doesn't have a smartphone on their person? You can put GPS tracking apps on your kid's phone. I mean, look, we'll come back with more. 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about overprotected parents. In this case, parents who have decided, apparently in advance, to not allow their kids to have sleepovers.
Right.
That's the story that you're going to be sharing with us further from here in moments, Danica. And you're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you are one of two parents who has decided to not allow sleepovers. And what are your reasons? We're going to hear this one guy's explanation here in a moment over at Chalice.com, which is apparently some sort of a Christian blog site.
Yeah, he's a Christian author and blogger.
Anyway, we'll get into that here a little bit further. Also, I want to invite you to check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com. If you have not yet seen the movie, you can go and see it for free. It is a great movie, if I do say so myself. I happen to be the executive producer of the film, but that's not why I'm biased for it. I think it's really an awesome movie. I really do enjoy it, and you can go and watch it totally free. There's also a director's cut DVD available with more than 7 hours of bonus footage. You can go grab it all over at victimlesscrimespree.com. It features our very own Derek J., who is our Monday night co-host here on Free Talk Live. Although Derek will be out this coming Monday, and I hear a rumor that a certain independent newsman video journalist may be sitting in for Derek J. on Monday night, which could be a lot of fun. So anyway, let's continue here. Danica, you had just opened this story up. He's quoting from James Dobson, which is this ultra-right-wing kind of Christian Bible thumper character who is saying that it's so dangerous. The world is so scary. We can't let kids sleep over with their friends.
He's quoting Dobson by saying the threat can come anywhere, which is obvious, including neighbors, uncles, stepfathers, grandfathers, Sunday school teachers, coaches. The list goes on. We're all aware of that. So Tim Challey says that
it's more likely, by the way, to be the uncle or the grandfather or somebody in your family than it is to be the neighbor, or it is to be, you know, your friend's parents or something like
that. Yeah, how many stories have we heard where it was a trusted and loved member of the family that did these molestations? So Tim Challey is saying that he finds himself both agreeing and disagreeing. I agree with the nature of some of his concerns. Before my children were even old enough to ask, Eileen, his wife, and I talked it through, and we decided that we would not allow our kids to sleepovers. We determined that we would make it a family rule. Our children would not be allowed to spend the night at their friends' homes. We believed they would face a particular kind of vulnerability if they found themselves alone and in bed outside our care, and we wanted to protect them from them.
So, are these people who never actually went and slept over at a friend's house? I mean, how overprotective do you have to be to think your kids are going to be vulnerable?
Things were different when we were children.
That's always the excuse.
I don't think it's always the excuse, though.
I don't think it's true, though,
now,
right?
To draw a little bit of clarification.
Child molesters were around in the 50s, just like they're around today.
But, no, things were different. When we were kids, we didn't have cell phones.
That's right.
You had a landline that, you know, your parents would always have the friend's telephone number, and unless they were on a call with somebody else, they'd be able to get them by calling the house.
Oh, yeah. I was never allowed to spend the night at my friend's house unless there was a number and my mom had actually met the girl's parents.
Now, that makes sense. You wouldn't want to just let your kid go spend the night at someone's house.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
At someone's house that you don't know anything about the people there. I would presume, I'm not a parent, but if I were, I would want to, you know, go out to dinner with these folks or something. You know, at the very least, get to know them in some way, shape, or form. Have a barbecue together or something like that. Spend some time getting to know them as a family and, you know, feel comfortable with them taking care of your kid for 24 hours or whatever.
Now, Charlie does make a clarification and says that they do stay at their grandparents and they do stay with his sisters when they visited.
Then they're in the greatest danger in that particular case.
They've not stayed at a friend's house. And he also says that now that his son is older and is now 14, they've relaxed the rules, but it actually depends on the circumstances. So I imagine he's probably talking about kids under a certain age, 13, 14 or something.
How old were you when you had your first sleepover?
I slept over at my friend Rachel's house and I was probably 8 or 9.
I was as young as 6.
Yeah, I was probably 6 or 7.
I know for a fact I was as young as 6. It was one of the neighbor's houses that I went and slept over at, and we kind of fooled around with with each other, but that had nothing to do with
it.
So that
you could play video games?
No, this was actually somewhat about my age. It was later on that I fooled around with an older neighbor who, again, completely consensual on my part. This was not molestation, even though some people will say that it was, because you couldn't possibly consent at age 10. I did consent, and that's a whole other story. But what you're saying here is interesting, Danica, from this guy's perspective, saying that, I don't want to let them go to their friends' houses, but fine, you can go to my sister's house, who could be a pervert, or you can go to my grandparent, you know, the grandparents' house, who could be a pervert or whatever.
Sure.
I mean, because as we pointed out, it's the family members who are the most likely to be a child molester or some sort of child rapist.
And his thinking is that, as long as they go to someone in my family, they're going to be perfectly okay.
Right,
which
it's
is
ridiculous.
Not necessarily.
And
true.
I'm not saying don't send your kids to your family members' houses. I'm just saying from his perspective, if the idea is to insulate and shield his kids from any possible chance of having somebody do something bad to them without their consent, then you would not want to send them to your friends or to your family members' houses.
The reason we drew the rule so firmly was that it removes exceptions and explanations. We knew ourselves well and realized that if we drew up a list of exceptions, we would inevitably broaden that list over time. Not only that, but we did not want to explain to family why we allowed our children to stay with others but not with them. So sleepovers were just taken right off the table without exceptions or individual explanations. And so he says, in this way, I agree with Dobson that there is wisdom in avoiding sleepovers, but here is where I disagree. That the risk is that much higher today than it was decades ago.
Okay, so he disagrees on that point. So I'm with him there. It is not, I think, any riskier today. If not, you could argue it's even safer today.
It's riskier today because children are not allowed to play outside. You let your kids play outside and the cops are going to come pick them up and steal them. and keep them for like 6 hours before you even know. That's how today is different.
In some places, that's true.
Now, he goes on to say, when I was young, I had some bad experiences with sleepovers.
Oh.
This is why. This is where we get to the draw of it. Nothing devastating happened to me, but I did learn that sleepovers bring a certain vulnerability and that children often behave foolishly in these circumstances.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I wish he would have been more specific. What were his bad circumstances? He doesn't say. He just brushes right over it, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, I had a bad time. What, the big brother of somebody's house you were at make you cry, say something mean to you? I had a bad experience playing duck hunt once when I was at a sleepover. The dog kept laughing at me because I kept missing the ducks. I mean,
I got concussions playing hide and seek. That doesn't mean that people shouldn't play hide and seek.
Right.
I will say, if you're going to play hide and seek in a church activity center, do it with the lights on because... You know, like, we would turn the lights off, and then you only had the emergency exit lights, and it made it, you know, like, that much more fun because you couldn't really see where people were.
Sure.
But that's how Daryl ran into doors and dove into pool tables and ran into a sealed door frame attached to a concrete wall.
And I definitely agree that there are some sketch things that happen at sleepovers, but molestation can happen anywhere. I was molested as a young girl in a neighbor's house with my parents in the same house. Like, it can happen
anywhere.
By
the neighbor?
By the neighbor's son.
Oh, my.
I was 8 years old, and he was 13 or 14, and he knew better than to do what he did. Basically, what happened is that he took me into his room. He started kissing me. I started getting uncomfortable. He started feeling me. I told him to stop, and then we were told to go upstairs. And then that was the end of it. And then at the end of the night, I felt weird. I knew something bad had happened. And I told my parents. And my parents believed me. And we never saw that family again.
Did that change how they approached allowing you to sleep over at other places?
This wasn't even a sleepover, right?
This was just you were over there.
It was a 4th of July weekend, because I remember, because my mom's birthday was relatively after that. It did not necessarily affect me. I was still able to have sleepovers with my friends, but it did affect me in the way that I continued to grow up. My parents were super overprotective of me. Whenever I played a game of tag, I would get scolded because a boy touched me, and he could have touched me inappropriately. And dating was very hard growing up. Like, I don't think I really had any serious dates until I moved out, and I didn't move out until I was 20. So that was, 12 years later?
That sounds similar to me. My parents, I remember I asked them once if I could go, ask a girl out on a date, and they told me no. Okay.
Yeah, that one instance affected them more than it affected me.
We'll come back with more here. Your thoughts? Share them at the toll-free number, 855-453. Is it more dangerous now than it has been in the past for young people? Are sleepovers a scary thing? It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts here on the radio with us. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
Sleepovers. Apparently, some parents are deathly afraid of this sort of childhood rite of passage. I don't know what you want to call it.
7 minutes in heaven, spin the bottle. And all those
what
kinds
is
of things.
7 minutes of
you go into a closet with a guy and you make out with them for 7 minutes. I think that's what.
Now, how many sleepovers are cross gender? I mean, meaning
I never had any boys at the sleepovers I went to.
Yeah, I've never. There were never any girls at the sleepovers I went to. That's
at the age I have them. It's just kind of like, boys, cuties. Ew.
Okay,
we just never did that.
I was still sleeping over at my friends' houses and vice versa into my early teenage years, I would say. And so I was definitely interested in girls.
Sure, yeah. As I got time. Older, I was too, but it was just always girls.
Yeah. So I've never heard of a cross, I guess, what do you call that? Gender, not cross gender.
Co-ed.
Co-ed.
There we go. Co-ed. Never heard of that, but I imagine in some more open-minded families it happens.
More older teen. I think that's more like an older teen sort of thing.
I would think that parents would be less likely to let kids sleep over or young people sleep over if they were in their teenage years.
Oh, they probably snuck in somehow, maybe.
Yeah, normally, I guess when I consider a sleepover, I'm considering it being done with parental consent, meaning
right.
that the parents know that you're in the house.
No, I agree.
And
say if you're inviting someone of the opposite sex in, they're probably snuck in some way.
Or it will be a co-ed party that's not intended to be a sleepover, mm-hmm. but then, you know, like some people will sleep over anyway.
If we've got, I think there, is there any more to this story? We're pretty much.
He kind of goes on a little bit about why he came to that way.
We might come back to that here in a moment then. Let's go to Marla, though, because you can bring up whatever you'd like. Marla, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Danica, and Daryl.
Hi.
Hi, Marla.
Hi. How are y'all doing?
Go ahead with your thoughts.
I had a comment about your last segment about the media, you know, playing up, you know, the racial part of the police killings.
You are listening to the show in delayed broadcast for anybody just tuning in who's confused because we've been talking about sleepovers and things like that. But you're certainly welcome to comment. You can call in about anything. So, yeah, the media, racial, go ahead.
Yeah. My comment was is that, you know, you were saying the media plays up you know, when black lives get killed. And, you know, that's partially the fault, but it's not everybody's life matters. And my point is I think you left out a critical part of it, is that when we have a president and attorney general, Obama and Holder, who send representatives to the funerals of those people who were criminals, by the way, that it enhances the fact that only black lives matter when they're shot by police, because more white people are killed by the police than black people are killed by the police. And we've just had two policemen murdered here in Mississippi just not long ago. So all lives matter is my point. And our president shouldn't just, you know, take out the black lives and, you know, talk about them and send representatives to them.
I see where you're coming from, Marla. Thank you for sharing your thoughts tonight. By the way, where were you calling from in Michigan?
I'm in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
First place of Elvis Presley.
All right, that makes more sense. Makes more sense because I think they got the call screening was a little bit messed up. They got the wrong two letters for Mississippi. I think it's MS for Mississippi. Thank you. Thanks for the call, Marla. I appreciate it. Thank you. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. So she's listening to WKMQ there in Tupelo.
Were you trying to figure out where Tupelo, Michigan was?
No. There wasn't a city listed. It was just the state listed for her. And I always like to know. I always like to know which station folks are listening to.
Right.
Like
because it helps us know.
That's just nice to know. That's just interesting. It's nice to be able to call them out and say, hey, thanks for listening to WKMQ in that particular case. And I agree with where she's coming from. I think all human lives matter. And certainly I don't know, you know, I don't know how likely it would be whether Barack Obama or Eric Holder would go to somebody else's funeral. I'm not going to make a statement about that. To me, that's irrelevant. That's just playing politics. They're just, you know, schmoozing and trying to get reelected or, you know, play to their party or whatever. And I don't really concern myself with all the political side of those things. So back to the story here from the Christian blogger who is kind of freaked out and has not allowed his kids to ever, ever have a sleepover at anyone's friend's house. And I presume the reverse will also be true in that they would not allow friends to have a sleepover at their home, but they don't really make that clear.
He doesn't make that clear, but I imagine it would probably be the same way because, you know, he feels that, you know, there's no way to make any sort of exceptions kind of thing.
So well, right, because no if you were to allow their friends to come over, then their friends will inevitably say, well, why can't you come over to our house?
Right, and they can't monitor their children 24/7, so they can't, you know, see if kids are doing something mildly inappropriate.
Well, this same blogger, I was looking at, was it Challey or whatever?
Challey's, yeah.
Challey's?
TimChallies.com.
So I went and I looked at some of his other blog posts, and there was one of them, this really lengthy post about their family plan to protect their kids from pornography on the internet. And then he goes
they're not going to have the internet at their house?
Well, no, he goes into a very lengthy explanation of the kind of blocking software or features and things like that. It's their kind of their plan for what to do with fixed computers, mobile devices.
Yeesh.
Yeah, so they've got a big, big plan there about how to keep their kids away from naked pictures.
Well, I certainly hope it works out for them.
It won't.
No,
there's just
no
chance that that's going to work out. And keeping, you know, having that mindset of you can't have this, stay away from it, is only going to drive, in my opinion, it'll only drive kids towards it.
Let me go see that thing that I can't have.
Exactly. I absolutely agree, because when you restrict it and don't give any sort of logical or reasoning behind it, they're just going to...
Jesus, Danica, Jesus.
Yeah, jeez. And they're just going to try and find any way around it. And, you know, I did it. I'm sure you found ways around to get to your vices. Everyone has, you know,
is it a vice?
Guilty pleasure or something that seems forbidden. It's forbidden fruit.
Yeah. That's certainly true. For me, it would have been Playboy magazine, I think, on the school bus. Somebody brought one, was sliding it on the floor. So we would slide it from like the front of the bus to the back. And
okay.
That way everybody could look at it.
I'm not a parent. I know you're not a parent, but I feel that parents actually sat their kids down and said, hey, this is why we don't allow such and such. These are the reasons why. And, you know, they give logical explanation to the kid. And that would be a much better way of going about it than saying, nope, no sleepover for you. Go to bed. No friends for you. I mean, don't you feel that?
Maybe they are explaining it to their kids.
Maybe. I don't know. They don't really go into that much detail.
We don't want you to get molested by your friend's parents. Which really, I mean.
What's molested?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. But maybe they wouldn't explain it. You're probably right.
In explanation where you're saying that they're going to go to all these preventive measures from blocking pornography, like, do they even explain pornography, or are they just going to go around and make sure to have all these blocks so that the topic never comes up?
Yeah.
It never comes up,
and they'll probably use such broad terms to block that the children will not be able to learn about the little furry creatures that chop down trees with their big teeth and build beaver dams.
That actually kind of reminds me of something along those lines years ago. I remember my mom's friend telling her that they were using kind of an email or web service called Integrity Online. And she said that it was causing problems because her daughter was trying to do a research paper about breast cancer, and she couldn't find it. She couldn't find it because Integrity Online would not allow her to type in breast.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. It's just like, really?
How do you find recipes for cooking chicken breast?
Right.
Or turkey breast? What do I do with my turkey breast leftovers? And you
or finding
get
out what
no
a pussy
results.
Wallow is. what kind
that
of thing?
That knowledge is forbidden.
It's mind-boggling. Now that you brought that, I'm just thinking, geez, really? Like, parents are really being super overprotective. Yeah. In my experience, that's way more.
If you want to protect the children, just block Urban Dictionary and 4chan.
I am glad my parents didn't have to deal with this. They didn't. I mean, my dad was actually like a computer guy or whatever, so certainly if software like that existed, he could have done something like that. But I don't think he cared that much about it. And back when I was getting online, there were BBSs, which was these dial-up services. And
wait on that pixelated porn to depixelize.
Some BBSs did have GIFs that you could download. Yeah, and that's how I got my first porn collection.
Oh, yeah. My parents always said, you're not allowed to be on the internet while we're not here. Well, there would be 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon. They're not home. And guess what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to be on the internet. Oh, I hear the garage door rise up. All right, log off the computer. Go back to doing your homework. No one ever knew.
That sounds familiar.
That's just what I'm saying. Like, kids are going to find a way to get around those rules.
I totally remember listening for the garage door.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, so as far as, your kids and what you want to do, obviously that's your business. But I think that if you're on this guy's side, you're super paranoid. As long as you know the parents that your kids are going to their house, what's the big deal?
Yeah, I don't see a big deal. I'm not even a parent. I would never tell anyone how to parent their kids. But, I mean, just, come on. Seriously. Stop being so paranoid.
So we will see you tomorrow night. And don't forget to check out Daryl's website. It's fpp.cc. That's where you can get lots more of Daryl in written and in audio form. fpp.cc. And freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.